Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio in the early 1920s changed the way your parents or their parents lived. All of a sudden, there was this wooden box in the parlor, and they had a front row seat practically for free in their own private theater. Music and the human voice came down out of the sky into that box. People who lived on farms could taste life in the city without leaving their homes, and vice versa. The stage was the human mind. Our predecessor was WLAG, The Call of the North. It lasted only 2 years, broadcasting from studios on the sixth floor of the old Oak Grove Hotel.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience.
Radio in those days was pretty much an off-again, on-again proposition. There was some music, public service in the form of market reports, but a good many hours of nothing but silence.
We leave the air now until the next market report in 2 or 3 hours. This is WLAG, your Call of the North station in St. Paul and Minneapolis. Please stand by.
The Washburn Crosby Company, later to become General Mills, liked the idea, and the call letters WCCO were selected. By coincidence, or was it, the initials of the Washburn Crosby Company.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties? For wheat is the best food of man.
One of CCO's early red-letter days was March 4th, 1925. For the first time, the whole country would hear a president take his oath of office. The station estimated that more than 750,000 persons listened to the swearing-in and inaugural address of Calvin Coolidge over CCO on that special day.
We have an enormous debt to pay, and we are paying it. We have the high cost of government to diminish, and we are diminishing.
And it so happened on that very day, WCCO was having an inauguration of its own. The dedication of a brand new 5,000-watt transmitter, way out in the country at Anoka.
The Pure Oil Company presents the Pure Oil Potpourri, starring Cedric Adams, Colin Card, Betty Brewer, and the Pure Oil Quartet, and Jack Malerick's orchestra. And now here is Pure Oil's man about town, the amazing and amusing Cedric Adams.
One advantage of going to a chiropractor is that you can use the x-ray he takes of your spine for a lampshade when he gets through.
How to do? Yes, this is Cedric Adams speaking.
The irrepressible Cedric Adams was CCO for 30 years, enjoying an acceptance unrivaled then or now.
Over the years, there were many persons at WCCO who tried their hand at news, Cedric among them. He became probably more successful in the infant news broadcasting field because he's Cedric. And also because his newspaper connections and background made him qualified for the task. June the 18th, 1939. A calm night it was, the storm's fury spent. And here is the actual recording of the lead story in Cedric's broadcast that night.
The city of Anoka is ruined and shattered tonight. A tornado that whipped through Anoka, Champlin, Corcoran, Cedar, and Maple Grove at 3:20 this afternoon had taken the lives of 9 residents. 144 have been injured, and damage is now estimated at $2 million.
Keep a-doing what you do, and keep your radios tuned to WCCO. WCCO.
Minneapolis and St. Paul.
This is WCCO, studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Japan has attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and Manila, the Philippine Islands, from the air.
In the 1940s, WCCO Radio began its news and farm service department.
Here are the closing Minneapolis grain futures. December wheat, 138 and one quarter. December oats, 44 and 5/8.
The long-expected invasion by the British and Americans was begun in the first hours of the morning of June 6th.
We interrupt this program. Flash. President Roosevelt is dead.
John F. Kennedy has died of the wounds received in an assassination in Dallas less than an hour ago.
He's done it.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul at 8:30. The time now is 7 o'clock.
Well, this morning, just at about 12 minutes before the hour, there was a plane that crashed in the World Trade Center in New York. Then shortly thereafter, a second one apparently has crashed into the World Trade Tower as well.
The bridge has collapsed. This is 35W University. The bridge has collapsed.
This is history. CBS News now estimates the end of the race. The first African-American president of the United States.
In the 1960s, the stage for our live broadcasts shifted from auditoriums and armories across CCO land to the playing field.
The 1962 Rose Bowl victory over UCLA. The Gophers were making their second straight trip to Pasadena.
The Gophers have upset the number one team in the nation, Michigan.
The natural grass and open sky of Metropolitan Stadium. Major League Sports had come to Minnesota.
Home run by Harmon Killebrew.
Holy cow, what an inning this is.
Kept rolling out to the right and looking, setting up, throws it to the opposite corner. There's Washington. Touchdown.
Spot four and it's
touchdown.
Touchdown.
Rashad.
Rashad.
Downfield to Moss. Down there. Juggles it. Oh, touchdown.
Touch the ball. Kirby Puckett. And the Twins have won this game 4-3 on a dramatic home run by Kirby Puckett.
And now, Minnesota Hospital.
It's now 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. CCO temperature is 8 above.
Good morning, good morning. It's glad to be on hand. Good morning, good morning.
Get a crick in the knee, a frog in the throat, a tear in the eye when I hear America's greatest college fight song as performed by the Evelyn City Band with genial Emil Stern wielding the baton.
But now let me leave you with this thought, gang. I got the money.
What's on your agenda today now?
I got a lunch with somebody I'm not going to tell about, somebody very important.
Girlfriend?
Some chick might say, you know, I think I'll take a shot at Sid Hartman. Nobody's that desperate.
The Twin Cities will continue to be right in the thick of the snowfall. You don't have to travel. Don't.
Dave Lee here on the Morning News. Here are your school closings this morning on WCC. I'll give you the closings because there are a ton of them.
We did it. We did it. Will you hear me, John?
Yes.
We broke the state temperature record. We are at 60 below, according to the National Weather Service official observation here.
Another week of full-size radio service all day, all night, from 830 on your radio dial. WCCO.
Keep on doing what you do and keep your radios tuned to WCCO. SD is strong. Real radio. WCCO.
The place you want to be. News Radio 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.